often I comb my hair.
How often do you comb your hair?
Comb.
How often do you comb your hair?
Very good. I comb my hair twice a day. Ask me how often I get my nails done.
How often do you get your nails done?
I get my nails done once a month. Now ask me how often I use moisturizing lotion.
How often do you use moisturizing lotion?
Moisturizing.
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 Better. I use moisturizing lotion once a day. Now ask me how often I straighten my hair.
How often do you straighten
¿Te gustaría
your
hacer un curso en el que practiques inglés desde que te levantas hasta que te acuestas? Entonces te gustará hacer uno de nuestros cursos intensivos residenciales. Mucho más que un programa de clases de inglés. Aquí convives durante 5 días con tus profesores Vaughan. Si quieres que tu inglés dé un salto de calidad brutal en un tiempo récord, pregunta por nuestros intensivos residenciales en el 91-133-5833. También disponible en versión fin de semana. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
In a world where you need English to survive, one man has 2 hours to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with No Name. No Name. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with No Name. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy Spanish name, Alberto. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
Who is the show with no name?
That's right, my amigos, it's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Juanjo or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. Juanjo or another.
That's right, my amigos. It's Juanjo or another. No, it's not another. It's Juanjo in the house today. And guys, it isn't Monday. I'm gonna be a little slang here. It ain't Tuesday. It sure isn't Wednesday. Yesterday was Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So today is Friday. And what is that acronym that we use on Fridays? I can't remember.
You don't remember?
You know me. You know I'm forgetful. I always forget.
TGIF.
That's right. That's right. It's TGIF.
Yeah. That's right, folks. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And guys, I think all together right now we should let out a sigh. You know this word? Sigh. I love it. It just feels great. S-I-G-H is un suspiro, if I'm not mistaken, in Spanish. A sigh. And it just feels good. It's like taking a deep breath. These are things we got to stop and do from time to time. So everybody, it's Friday. Let's let out a big unif, because we got listeners all over the world. So let's let out. I can't speak. I'm so excited. A universal sigh. Are you ready? On the count of one, two, three. I feel better.
I did.
I feel better. Yeah, yeah. Well, folks, it's Friday, our favorite day of the week, and I hope you guys are excited, or at least as excited as we are, because we've got so many great things coming up. As I said yesterday, our friend Kyle Miller, by the way, it's his birthday.
It is.
It's Kyle Miller, one of our great friends, another presenter on this radio. It's his birthday, so make sure you blow up his timeline on Twitter.
Is he going to do a couple of things?
He's going to do a couple. I actually spoke to him on the phone this morning. I wished, because I don't like the Facebook. I don't even use Facebook, my personal Facebook page. I use a fan page. But so the thing is, I like to talk to people. I'm a little bit over the digit. I love it. I love the fact that right now you can watch us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's awesome. Watching radio. Not every program is watchable.
No.
I don't mean on Vaughn Radio. I mean, of course, these tertulias of, bueno, ahora vamos a hablar de, I think I'd rather watch crickets playing cricket.
Mm-hmm.
There's a double trouble for all you guys. Well, guys, we've got tons of challenges for you today. And, why did I bring up Kyle Miller? Well, guys, he's having a benefit breakfast. This is something that I think everybody should go to. Why? I'll give you a few different reasons, all right? Number one reason is for cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the Cancer Association of Spain. So your first, donations go to a good cause. Nobody's putting anything in their pocket. Number two, you like pancakes?
Of course.
Who doesn't?
Maple syrup.
Kyle's Canadian. You think Kyle's going to bring that fake maple syrup? No. He actually did a taste test.
Okay.
Oh, he was comparing prices to not spend a lot of money on that. So it's a full breakfast, €5 suggested donation, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a €5. Come on. And you get pancakes, bacon, my favorite word, my favorite thing in the world, bacon, sausage, eggs, orange juice, coffee. I'm not done. There will be entertainment. There's going to be a magician.
Nice.
There's going to be comedy, improv, all kinds of different things. So it's going to be an amazing event. And all that for, €5 is a suggested donation.
You guys just have one question.
Sure.
Do we have to make a reservation or just drop by?
We've got a lot of people who are confirming that they're going to come, right?
Okay.
But since it goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., obviously we're not. No one wants to stay anywhere that long, I think, right? So if you're an early riser, you get up early, well, you come, early in the morning.
Okay.
If you're one of those people who likes to go out Friday night and Saturday you're going to be a little rough, well, then maybe you come closer to 12, 1 o'clock, as more of a brunch thing. But come. The important thing is to come and to spread the word if you can't come. And thank you so much, guys. Like 50 retweets or something yesterday. We just started promoting it yesterday. I was helping Kyle and some other friends to organize it. And I'll be flipping flapjacks myself.
It's an awesome initiative.
It's
great.
And you know where it's taking place? At Ankara.
It is.
So Richard Vaughn and Andrea, Metro Bilbao, they've donated the place, the venue, so that's it's going to be a big event. It's actually in collaboration with the Canadian Embassy as well. Mm-hmm. So very cool, guys. Don't miss it. Now, I forgot to tell you the date. The most important, I gave you the place. I gave you the time, 10 to 2. What am I missing here? I'm missing the date. The date. July 1st.
Oh, July 1st.
July 1st. And there's a reason, because it's Canada Day. So, I mean, he's just like, I'm going to just throw a big party. I'm going to make breakfast and I'm going to raise money for a good cause. So guys, make sure you come. And I'd love to see all of you there. I know Kyle would as well.
Can we repeat the details again? So it's July 1st.
I love it. You're so good at this stuff.
From 10 to 2.
Why don't you come every day? Why don't you just come every day?
I'm like the secretary.
10 to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Right?
At Ancora Madrid.
Ancora, Calle Trafalgar número 6, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Right.
And it's €5 suggested donation.
So suggested
for a fantastic brunch.
Since we know you guys are rich, you can donate 20 if you want. That's up to you. We're not gonna. And wait, I forgot to mention, there's other reasons to go. Prizes. A lot of Canadian companies are donating, like maple syrup, like different things that you'll be able to bid for as well. So we think it's going to be a great time. Are we missing any information there?
Nothing. We're done.
That's great. I love it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know her. Please welcome our Friday collaborator, who I'd love to have here every day because she's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lola.
Yeah. Great to be here again.
Good morning,
it's been
Lola.
Ages. Good morning, Alberto. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm running around, as always, as you know.
Yeah.
But you're no different.
No, I'm also running around. I did like 5 different things before getting here
this morning.
So yeah.
And not counting, you know, getting your son up, dressing him, and
not counting
like the mom stuff that you have to do.
Yeah, I turned in a translation. I went and left it at someone's company. Then I went to my son's new school to turn in some papers too. So yeah, I did quite a few things.
Okay, all right. Well, that's why you got that energy as well. Well, hey, early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what my grandfather said, and he.
And an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I don't like apples, but I eat berries and other things.
Okay.
I'm not a big apple fan, but I love fruit. I think, see, guys, we're not only teaching you English here, we're teaching you healthy living, how to give back to people and to the community and take care of your neighbors. All right, well, Lola, you've brought a few challenges and things for us today
totally.
As well, haven't you? Mm-hmm. What have you got in the pipeline?
Well, I have some knock-knock jokes, a couple of them.
Okay.
Then I have a very difficult you snooze, you lose that will stump you totally.
Yeah, because she knows that natives are not good at grammar.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm gonna nail you on this one. Because we don't know grammar. We just speak. You know, okay. You know, we're not like, that's actually the present perfect. Okay, we know a little bit as teachers, but she's don't. Oh, qué mala eres.
Yes, I'm taking revenge on all these lyrics that I never get.
Okay. I see. This is revenge.
That's right.
Vengativo. You know how we say it? We say vengeful.
Vengeful.
My wife says vengative.
Vengative.
Me encanta. You are vengative.
Vindictive is another one. That's a very beautiful word, too.
Well, you got to come. Guys, let's start a campaign to get Lola here every day. We know she's got a million things to do.
Yeah.
But we love to have her here with us on the show. So we've got challenges that I'm going to be stumped with.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about body language, too.
Yeah.
Later
we're going to talk about voice today.
Ooh, inflection, all that
exactly.
important stuff. Good,
mm-hmm.
good. Guys, communication here on Friday. And remember, guys, we're on Twitter. Nacho, ¿cómo era eso de Twitter otra vez? Era...
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. All right, well, as always, we've got some other interesting things to tell you about on Friday, as well as games. We're going to be debuting a new section as well today and giving away my new book, English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. So stay tuned. Another reason to stay tuned today, you'll be winning. One of you will be winning my new book. We're going to give you 3 different clues, pistas, and you're going to have to figure out what city we're talking about. And the first person who does that will win this book signed over here. So I've got it. And you guys who are watching on Facebook, you can see the book is tangible. It's in my hands. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some friends joining us from, I love the name, by the way. You got to come a lot closer to the microphone if we want to hear you.
Yeah.
I know you're comfortable. This is good. But you have to remember, got to come up to the microphone. Okay. So your the name of your initiative, your company is Expresarte. You got to come. See where I am? Y yo grito, ahí está. Or move the microphone if you want. You see, mm-hmm. you really have to be like this. Unless you're a loudspeaker and you can go like this. But even then, you see how it sounds? It sounds like you're in another room, right? So, and we want to hear what you have to say. We're interested. All right, so Expresarte. Cool name.
Very cool name.
It's a mix of mm-hmm. art and express yourself.
Express yourself.
Now, what is Expresarte? Now, Express sin la E. Is this right?
Express.
Okay, yes, give us the website, too, while you're talking about it, so we can take a look at it.
Yes. Go to our website.
Okay.
There are many information about us. And the website is www.expresarte.es.
Okay, so it's Expresarte sin la E delante, right? Before that, without that first E. And, I'm saying they're going to go there. I'm going to go there, too, right now. Expresarte.es.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, first one. Nice, right there on Google. That's great.
Very good position.
Good positioning. Yeah. That's a good sign. It's buena señal. So if you have to sum up, resumir, what Expresarte is in a sentence or two.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? What is this initiative that you have?
Well, Expresarte is an original experience where everybody will be an artist for a day.
Okay.
And then you can, you will take your painting home.
Oh, cool.
So in essence, a group of people, without any previous experience and knowledge of painting.
Oh, okay.
Are gathered together and ready to paint real works of art by famous painters.
Van Gogh or Picasso, or, you know, the classics.
The classics.
Right.
And all in 3 hours.
Wow.
Guided.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, all in 3 hours.
So you're telling me I can paint a masterpiece in 3 hours?
Yes, exactly.
I want to see this.
Yeah, I need
this
to decorate my living room.
Here, now, pass me some of these.
This is a bit more of a famous one.
We've got, this is Sunflowers by Van Gogh.
Yes. And
Van Gogh. Right? Excuse me, I'll clear
that my throat. Was painted by someone who had no previous painting experience.
Exactly.
Now,
that's not actually true. That's painted by me.
Oh, but it could happen.
Yeah,
I could go there and paint something similar to
exactly.
that.
And it's very important information that you don't need. No.
Like experience. Yeah, you can
previous
come in,
experience and knowledge. Nothing. You don't need it.
So you have basically, there's a group of people. You're together for 3 hours.
Yes.
There's an instructor or like a leader.
Yes, art instructor.
An art instructor. And
that's
you.
That's me.
All right. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about it, because you know firsthand from giving the course. What goes on in this 3 hours? What kind of, as we said, guys, it's for all ages, all people, because you don't have to have any previous knowledge of painting, which I think is
for everybody.
The key, la clave, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's basically, nobody has to have any experience. You can just walk in and then, you do come out with a famous painting.
Right.
And it's pretty good.
Right.
But obviously, there's more planning involved, get to that point. So, but we basically do the planning. So that's why I make up the paintings beforehand.
Right, the lesson, like what you want to teach them, the certain technique.
Yeah, so like a kind of lesson,
like a lesson
plan with the steps.
Okay.
And just to see if there are any possible problems, to also to teach people some tricks, I guess.
Sure. Some tricks of the trade, as we say, right?
Yeah, without having to do a full course.
Right, or getting a Bachelor in Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Can take a lot of money and a lot of time to do, right?
Exactly, because apparently it takes, you need 10,000 hours of drawing time to be any good, but we've sort of like condensed that into the 3 hours.
Well, that's great, though, because
we've done it already for you.
Right. You've done the homework. You know the key things that they have to know. I'm sure you give a little, seeing that you guys are artistic people as well, cultural people, I'm sure you give some information about the artist as
definitely.
About the painting, the ideas behind it. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. That's I do a bit of research on the internet and just like pick out some interesting facts.
Sure.
You know, like why the painting was painted, how much it costs, and people are always kind of amazed, like, oh, I can have like a painting that costs millions.
Right. But you have to die young for that. No.
Yeah, and sort of some bits about the artists' lives, which is always interesting.
But hey, and it's something you can be like really proud of.
Painting
something like that, even if it weren't something like by Van Gogh. I mean, that's a very good
painting.
Well,
it's your version of a Van Gogh. I mean, who says it's better or worse? This is art.
Yeah, and it was done by you.
Yeah,
and you can drink some wine
Oh, so you have
at the same time.
That's interesting.
You enjoy a good wine or tea or cafe.
Okay. Yeah.
So like there's conversation, people get together, meet people. How many people are in an average group usually?
We start the event with minimum six people.
Six people, okay.
And then maximum we can receive in our studio maximum 20 people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we also do private parties.
That's what I was going to ask you. This sounds great for a stag do or a hen. You know, this, this is...
For companies and...
Sure.
To each person we can customize the experience.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, the website, guys, is expresartesinlaedelante.es.
Sí.
And where are you located? Where does the magic happen?
Yeah. our studio is in the heart of Madrid, in the Calle Mayor.
Calle
Mayor, very close to Sol.
Okay.
Very good location.
Sure.
So we have been welcoming our clients for 4 months already.
4 months or so that you've been going, and I imagine it's growing.
Because
it's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
How did you come up with the, I mean, was it a group of people who said, we're going to do, tell us how it came about.
Express Arte is a new project of Intellectim, Intellect team, our company.
Okay.
And there are five of us in the Intellect team, and we are a marketing, communication, and even production agency. But our main profile is the personalized escape room event to commercial centers and companies.
Right.
And by having tried this kind of similar activity in Budapest, and as we knew that that this kind of activity already exists in many countries in the world, in the UK.
So it was already, I didn't know that. Okay.
And by trying it, we loved the experience very much.
Right,
and on February, we started it in Madrid.
Wow, well, so, congratulations. It's a wonder. I mean, really, my father's over here on Facebook saying, I want to find out about it. Dad, you live in New York. It's a little bit far away. Hey, that's an excuse to come visit us. You could go check them out. It's Express Arte. And in fact, guys, we're going to give you this week's question of the week, which I think has to do with art. And we've already been receiving some great questions. The question of the week is, how would you define art? Or what is art to you? Because everybody says, this is art. So this is something that, don't answer yet. Think about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with today's question of the week. You guys, if you want to participate on Twitter, you can do that. Also, I'll invite you to check out their website, expresartesinlaedelante.es. And what else? And Facebook Live. Those of you who want to watch the show today, we are on Facebook Live, so make sure you tune in. All right, we'll be right back in just a little bit.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. Hello, good morning. A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más. Richard Vaughan Live. ¡Qué calor y qué aburrimiento! Llevo todo el día tirado en el sofá. Se me está cayendo la casa encima. ¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts. Un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Por favor, ¿quería un helado? Sí, fresco.
¿An ice cream? Yes, of course. What do you prefer? A tub of creamy vanilla ice cream, which is very smooth and soft, or a refreshing iced lemon drink? By the way, do you fancy toppings?
Oh, your English is fantastic. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás una experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase y mejorará tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts. Un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com. Sigue las pistas que Alberto va a ir diciendo a lo largo del programa y participa con él a través de Twitter. Ya sabes, @IMAlbertoAlonso. ¿Me ayudas a descubrir de qué ciudad se trata? Esta es la primera pista.
Oh yeah, there it is, folks. There's the new section, primera pista, the first clue. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a rule here, because I know a lot of you guys like to jump the gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like to go, oh, I'm going to... The rule is you cannot answer until I've given all three clues.
Okay.
So you can guess, because it can be many. But let me explain something. The clues are a little bit obscure. It can be many cities. So I won't accept the whole show. Mm-hmm. You just shooting answers at me, because that's crazy, and forget it. Okay. But Once I've given the third and final clue at the end of the show, towards the end of the show today, you guys can participate and you can win English on the go. Aprende Inglés viajando por el mundo. And there it is, folks, if you're watching us on Facebook. And what I just realized on Facebook is you guys are tuning in from, I mean, I know that you guys listen from all around the world, but literally Tokyo, New York, South America. Really, what time do you guys sleep? What time do you go to sleep? I don't understand it. But we love it. But we love it. All right. Well, the first clue, la primera pista. And I'll let you guys mull it over. As I said, I'm not taking any answers until the end. If you want to participate, you can do it on Facebook or on Twitter. It'll be the first person to say it after. Believe me, I'm saying it three times because somebody's going to answer right now. Somebody or many people. So,
so don't.
I will not accept the answer at all. In fact, I'll block you. No, I'm just joking. the first clue. This city rose from the ashes, like the phoenix. This city rose from the ashes.
I have a question, though. If you can't answer... About the game, I mean.
Yeah.
Should it be a city in the book, or could it be any city in the world?
No.
Okay.
No, because that's too easy if it's only English-speaking cities.
Okay.
So this way, we'll discover many cities. There are 30 different cities in the book. Some might be in the book. Some might not be in the book.
Okay.
Because I don't want to make it too easy either, guys. So the first clue that we have is this city rose from the ashes. El verbo was to rise. Rise, rose, risen, right? The three columns. The city rose from the ashes like the phoenix. That's the first. Now, that's many cities. Right? Barcelona, a lot of cities burned down because of, you know, fire standards, because they were all made of wood, right? All the buildings and everything. So that's clue number one. Good luck, guys. As I said, we'll give you further clues when we get them. We don't have them right now. Okay, so we're here with expresartesinedelante.es. And so what is art? You guys love it. You live it. You work in it. What? How do you define? What is art?
Art is whatever you want it to be.
Okay, so, yeah, sure.
And it's just being creative and seeing something in a work of art. It doesn't,
like, it speaks to you or it tells you. Sure,
If you're just viewing it or if you're doing it, it's being creative.
Right.
Making something new that wasn't there before.
So, and beautiful, I would say.
Yeah. Well, there's no wrong answer. This is the good thing. There's no wrong answer. Just like, what is art?
Yeah.
There's no, you can say this is art, that's art. So there's no, look at Dadaism. You know, Marcel Duchamp, he literally, you know, there you go. And he's like, what do you mean it's not art? It's actually functional. It was at one point functional.
Yeah, some people say that, for instance, interpreting or translating is an art. And I wouldn't say it's really an art.
Well, catching the humor,
I would say maybe it's a craft.
But it's not an art really because an art. You have to know the nuances, like with art too, the colors. You have to know, if I put too much, it's not going to look like a tree anymore. If I, you
but
know
does it matter?
Well, that's where Dadaism comes in. That's where, you know, Dali just said, "Oh yeah, we're going to just melt clocks in the middle of the, in the middle of the desert," and it means something too. Toma. What do you think? What is art? I mean, there's no right. Like I said, there's no right or wrong answer here. What is art to you?
I think art is depends on each person,
right?
That you can create art by yourself, but you think art is a very wide.
Yeah, why? Absolutely.
Think.
Yeah, why? Well, because you've got performing arts, you've got visual arts, you've got the, you know, then once you get into art, it's like all the different kinds of art as well. Well, we've gotten some great answers from our listeners. We're going to take a look at them after the break, though, because I'm just taking a look at the clock over here, and it's just ticking. Guys, hold on to your hats, because we are flying through today's show. Remember to tune in on Facebook Live right now, and remember to follow along on Twitter. We're going to be giving away English on the Go a little bit later, so, and tons of challenges still to come. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
No.
¡Ah!
Pero bueno, Mari, ¿qué pasa?
Ay, ay, qué sofoco, qué pesadilla.
Pero, ¿qué estabas soñando, mujer?
Estaba soñando que era septiembre y no le habíamos reservado la plaza a la niña a las clases de Vaughan. Ay, y la apuntábamos a una academia cutre y la pobre no aprendía nada y suspendía todos los exámenes. Ay, qué angustia, Paco.
Uf, pues mira, como no nos demos prisa, nos quedamos sin plazas, Mari. Que septiembre está a la vuelta de la esquina. ¿Mari? ¿Mari?
Hay que ver.
No te duermas en los laureles. El verano es muy corto y las plazas en nuestro Club Junior vuelan. ¿Has reservado ya la plaza para tus hijos en el Club Junior? Septiembre está a la vuelta de la esquina y ya hemos abierto la convocatoria para el próximo curso. Así que, ¡date prisa! Llama ya al 91-133-5832 y reserva ya tu plaza. 91-133-5832.
Por favor, ¿quería un helado? Sí, fresco.
An ice cream? Yes, of course. What do you prefer? A tub of creamy vanilla ice cream, which is very smooth and soft, or a refreshing iced lemon drink? By the way, do you fancy toppings?
Oh, your English is fantastic. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás una experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase y mejorará tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
It's a show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0, and we're looking at what art is to you. As we said, there is no, you know, there's no right or wrong answer here. This is, it's a personal thing, as we're realizing. Mari Angeles says, art is the way of expressing your inner feelings. So for some people, it's a release, right? It's like, if I don't do my art, I'm not expressing myself because I'm not good at expressing myself vocally or whatever. Mm-hmm. So for some people, it's a form of expression. And it's like a therapy. I'm sure you know this as somebody who's the art therapy, right? Mm-hmm. So great. I love it. Expression. Key word.
Yeah, I agree with that definition. That.
It's a simple but great definition. Mm-hmm. So Mari Angeles, you did two things there. You did it in English and you were succinct. You were to the point. Bravo. Silvia says, I define it such as something that caught my eye, something that you said, something that caught my eye, no matter if it's a picture, a sculpture, or something awesome, beautiful, original. Mm-hmm. So something that, what's that? Mm-hmm. No, which nature is art, you know, why do we paint nature? Because it's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So great. Guys, I would think you guys were native speakers, the way you're expressing yourselves. Speaking of expression, we're working on verbal expression here. Well, later we're going to work on vocal expression as well. Manolo DJ, who won a course last week. He won a Summer Impact course. Congratulations, Manolo DJ. He says, art is a feeling. He says, it's the special moment when you see the bottom of the artist's heart. Like, you see like this. So and it's not always easy to see. Some artists, they're like, I don't want you to interpret my, you know, just, there's no interpret, like with music too. Just interpret it however you want. There's no real. So I like it. It's a feeling. It's a feeling, yeah. You know. It makes me feel. It catches my eye. Provokes a reaction in you. Express says art is expressing. There's that word again.
Mm-hmm.
Express yourself. Yeah. Art is expressing your creative skills and imagination. You got mm-hmm. a lot of imagination. Mm-hmm. Think about when you're drawing as a kid, you're doodling. It's just your mind wandering around in circles and doing crazy things, right? Migit says something that is able to raise eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you think how that person has been able to do something so creative and beautiful. So he's talking about also the immensity of, when we look at, we think of, the Sistine Chapel or, just like, how? How does that look domed and it's flat? How did what's the deal there? Or I saw when we were in Milan on the wall, which is this the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, you're like the Last Supper or whatever. But when they start telling you the story and that, the war came and that wall stayed and it's painted mm-hmm. on a wall.
It is.
So it's not in a frame. Interesting. So the story behind the art, too, is beautiful many times or not so beautiful. Look mm-hmm. at Van. There's a lot of madness.
Relates to it, yeah.
Related to art as well. As you said, people need to express themselves, so it is their therapy. So great answers so far. Now, Lola, you said it's something beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that it? Something, or do you agree with all these definitions of art as well?
I think it has to do with feelings, too. So someone expressing their feelings, trying to create a beautiful product for others to see, I would say. But it doesn't have to be a painting. It could also be food, for instance, or music, or dance.
Yeah, I didn't understand that when Bob Dylan, they said, the Nobel Prize for Literature, and it's like, well, what is song mm-hmm. is poetry, but you put it to music, so it's even more difficult
mm-hmm.
than just writing poetry, because it's got to now rhyme, and you need three syllables, not four, and
mm-hmm.
And I love when they all mix. I remember, you can consider fashion art, too, right? Totally. The fashion world, right? Mm-hmm. And then they started having live music, mixing it at the fashion shows, and you were like, oh, cool. They're mixing, two different
mm-hmm.
art forms and such, mixing together, which is always an interesting thing, too, when you mix different medias as well. Miguel, he says, ideal to reflect about art, thinking art. The author, Anton van den, you're going to ask me to pronounce this one, Brambusch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sends us a picture over here, but he recommends this thinking art. There you go. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Miguel Dominguez says, and contemporary debates of aesthetics and the philosophy of art by author Matthew Kieran. So Miguel Dominguez is a pro. He's like, you want to know what it is? Read these books. They'll tell you really. I mean, all that stuff you're saying, but in depth, in detail. Reminds me of a book that we read when we were studying in fine arts, too, mm-hmm. in acting. We read, Stanislavski, My Life in Art.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, Stanislavski kind of gets into what is, when are you just performing, getting paid to do something? And when are you creating something, organic, something that comes from something real,
mm-hmm.
Even if it's a story that's
I was asking our guests during the break whether they organize also events for not only for companies, but whether you have like an ongoing course or something like that. And you told me not yet,
yes.
But you may in the future.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe in the future. By now we have two, three confirmed sessions in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And from now on, we will have one English session, English guided session with Hannah.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is important stuff because my listeners are learning English, so they need mm-hmm. to know this stuff. So when are the English sessions happening?
There's one tonight, isn't it?
Tonight there's one.
Okay.
Tonight, great. Yes.
Yeah. Great.
So about once a week you have a session in English?
Yes, exactly.
And then I could go, for instance, every week to the English session.
Yes.
And I could buy like a bono, no?
Yes.
Like a subscription for 1 month.
Yes.
Okay. And I get you told me I get four sessions. I pay for four sessions and then I get
and
one
fifth,
free.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
There you go, guys.
I'm totally signing up.
You see? Also, for being a Vaughn listener, if you guys go to the website, as I said, the website is expresarte sin la e delante, right? Mm-hmm. Empezando con X, .es. And if you go to their website and you reserve and you use the code Vaughn, that's us, Vaughn. You'll receive a 15% discount this weekend. So if you guys don't have a plan for the weekend, you love art, you love English,
It's still possible to make reservation for this weekend.
Okay.
So,
okay, so yeah, and this, I imagine the spots fill up quickly as well, since it's a unique thing, right? It's it's not like a bar. There's a million of them. Okay, you know, but this is a special 3 hours. You said it's
three hour
course, which is great.
You have to have fun and relax.
Right, because it's not too long. I think 3 hours is a good time. And have you noticed that a lot of people make new friends there?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
people who do, come and they're like, and then hey, cool, that's really good. Oh yeah, like, let's get a drink after. Yeah, what? You know, and I imagine there's a lot of that. So,
and
guys,
as a birthday present, super original birthday present, something relaxing, pleasurable. Yeah. You can have a glass of wine while you're painting.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Totally.
Sure.
I love it.
Sure. Well, guys, you got to check it out. It's expressarte.com. I was going to say .com.es, but I know you. I know Lola's on it. She'll be like .es. It's .es, buddy. Well, I've got another painting over here in my hand. This is another reason why you guys should tune in on Facebook Live. And this is Monet Banksy. Banksy.
Yeah, Monet slash Banksy.
Okay, Monet/Banksy. And this is, it's, what is this one called? This is
the Japanese Bridge.
The Japanese Bridge, mixed with, an urban kind of riverside.
Because Banksy did a version of Monet's Water Lilies with the shopping basket.
It's inspired by that.
Yeah, so he did an actual one because he wanted to say that this is unfortunately what the world is now.
Right. This is what it looked like, but now with globalization and all this stuff, this is what it's going to look like. Really cool. Really.
And when we get over there, do we have to bring in any materials or do we get everything there?
Nothing. You don't need to bring anything.
Okay. Right.
We will provide you all materials, canvases, aprons, paintbrushes and palettes, everything.
Okay.
So
just bring yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And be ready to have a good time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great, guys. Well, I see we have a lot of art lovers here, so this sounds like something that you guys would love. Jaime de la Cruz says, to me, art is everything a human being could create.
Oh, that's nice.
Everything you could
create. I like it.
Right? It's art. Mm-hmm. Jaime, they like it. They give you a thumbs up over there. Ingrid said, art is the artist's own way of sharing his or her feelings, imagination, and creativity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys sure you're not Anglo-Saxon?
Yeah,
because they're impressed. You're impressing my guests over here with your English. I like it. That's exactly what I want you guys to do. Elena says, question of the week. Art is something you create or perform in a creative way that makes you feel some kind of emotion. So a lot of people are linking emotion, that reaction, that art that makes you like,
yeah,
go,
I was
going
to say, it doesn't have to be a pleasurable emotion.
No. Look at horror movies. That's right. So you have beautiful art, you know, the pianist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you've got in your face, punch you. And this is what I want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's Banksy, for example.
Yeah,
do you want to see you want to see what I really think of this world? Well, disastrous. You know, and the message is clear. And you need those revolutionary artists, too. And I always say this. If you want to study history, real history, you don't have to read the history books because the history books were written by the winners. And so they're going to tell you their agenda. I know it just from studying in the United States and what's studied here. It's not exactly the same thing. No, we each have our own story of what happened. But if you want to find the real story, listen to the music from that era. Look at the paintings. They're going to tell you what's really like Bob Dylan. You want to know what's going on in the 60s? You can read the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can listen to Bob Dylan songs.
Or the exiled authors in Spain.
Sure.
Totally.
Oh, God,
yeah.
In Spain. They, they had to, I know a lot of film directors and people had to, like, disguise what they're real.
Yeah.
So they had to be really creative because of censors and things. So
it's very interesting. Then when you interpret it after the years, you can see, like, hidden messages, as you said. In movies or in art.
Right, guiños, these little winks.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I'm really saying here. But I can't say it because then they would cut it out of the movie and then I can't get my message across, right? So, interesting. Yeah, art doesn't only, it's not only about beauty. It's about the ugly side of life, too. And, you know, so sometimes we think of art as, you know, like perfection. And really, what is nature? Nature's imperfection almost. You know, a tree doesn't grow exactly the same amount of branches on each side always. And it is imperfect. There's a certain perfection in that imperfection, right? Wow, we're getting very philosophical on you guys today here. Hey, but we're... Art inspires everybody. You know, I've had people in my life say, I don't like art.
I'm what?
Like, Do you have any idea what you said? So you don't like music, you don't like anything. I don't like art. I've heard people say, have you ever heard people say this?
Yeah. Well, people really? Think it's very scary.
Yeah.
You know, art's scary.
Yeah. My dad is an artist as well. And he says, nature, the creator of the greatest and most magnificent masterpieces.
Totally.
That inspire the artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I always say that too. You know, you want to go back to basics, go to nature. It'll talk to you. You want to be spoken to. You want to hear, you want that communication coming from that painting. Look at that painting that's live in front of your face or the stars, that kind of stuff as well as art. But, well, if you believe in God, then it was done by God. Mm-hmm. If you believe in the Big Bang Theory, then it's just the chaos of every, you know, but nature. Always look into nature. Water lilies, as you said, some of the greatest artists look to nature. Now, I've got to ask all of you this, too, in the studio. Favorite artist?
Picasso, maybe.
Picasso, okay. Why? Give us a... Why do you... I mean, I know I love Picasso, too, but your reason.
Well, just because he was reinventing himself continuously,
right,
and he didn't stop with a given formula.
Right.
And I quite like that. David Hockney as well
is
similar. He's still alive and just still reinventing himself.
Right, right.
So,
okay.
Grasping new technology and,
sure,
and
evolving
like
with the time. Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Knowing how to... Like Madonna in music.
Mm-hmm.
She has always just... As an actress, as... Reinventing her. You don't have to like her, but you can like her or not, but she's a person who knows how to say, this is me now. And this was me in the 90s. And that was because I've grown.
Of one hit wonders.
Right, right. Which are fun to listen to, but you're missing the art thing. You're missing that timelessness that.
Plus the innovation that Picasso meant. No, he was very innovative.
Yeah. So many styles.
What do you think? Favorite artist?
I like Picasso, but I like Kandinsky.
Okay, Kandinsky.
Leonid
sure.
Afremov.
Okay.
I like the colors of their paintings.
Okay.
Colorfully, very nice paintings.
Cool. Great. All right. What about you, Lola? Favorite
artist? I like Goya. Maybe I wouldn't have one of his paintings at home, but I like how he went from these portraits of royals to this very dark and crazy paintings like Saturn devouring his son and things like that.
Fascinating.
I mean, how can someone go from that to that?
Right. Well, I got to say, it's a hard question, though. I'm a Van Gogh fan. I love Van Gogh. But, you could just... Say, who's your favorite Spanish artist? And that's a hard decision to make. Goya, Velázquez, you know, just saying, who's your... Yeah. So when you think, who's your favorite Italian artist? You know, if you just go by nationalities, it'll be hard to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Never mind, I know how difficult that question was that I asked. A couple more answers here. Almudena, this is very... See, my listeners even have a sense of humor in English. She says, I have a question. Could Channing Tatum be considered art? Because he's got a six pack, because he looks like a sculpture. You know the actor, Chad, I think, was he a Transformers or whatever?
I don't know the guy, but I know other actors that I would consider art.
Well, the human body is art. Anybody who's going to argue with that. The human body is an art? Okay, tell that to Degas. tell that to the guy who's punching his microphone. Michelangelo. Now, tell these people that the human body is an art. I'd love to hear their answer. as my dad said, nature. That's another thing that was created. We're part of nature. We're not separate from it.
Totally.
Right, you know. Great answer, Almudena. Could Channing Tatum... Well, yeah, I guess, sure. If he's got that chiseled six-pack, sure. Why not? Carolina says, art is freedom. Being able to bend things most people see as a straight line.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Wow.
Being able to see things, you know, from a different level, a different...
Do you think anyone can create art? Just anyone? Your initiative is linked to that, but...
Yeah. I think the problem is people don't think that they can.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Put too much pressure on themselves instead of letting go and relaxing into it.
Yeah, and the goal shouldn't be, and what we learned, don't try and create art, just create, just do things, and you'll find the nuances that'll make it an expression, you know, so never do it with the, I'm going to make art today. No, I'm going to create stuff. And that, it's about creation, you know, the whole process. It's about creation. The more you create, well, the better you get at it. And the more different things you create, the more of a varied artist you are. There's many who are sculptors, illustrators, you know, painters, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything, right? So, really, guys, I'm telling you, I am just impressed by your answers. I think we've got to move on. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back.
Disfruta, aprende, diviértete.
The real man, Mike.
Infórmate.
Well, it's the general election, that's why.
Cada día algo nuevo y diferente. Cada día más radio. Descubre Vaughan Radio. Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
¿Eres de los que en verano, cuando llega el calor, dices hot o heat? Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Vamos con la segunda. A ver si sabes decirnos de qué ciudad se trata.
Yeah! Hey guys, it's that Friday energy. We need that Friday energy, man. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling it. And this is the first weekend in a long time where I haven't had to work.
Woohoo!
Last weekend, I was up in the mountains with my wife. We celebrated our one-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. But I had to work, a five-minute phone call with Radio Nacional. But you have to, like, you know, okay, I'm ready, prepare the script. You know, so you can say, okay, it's only 5 minutes, don't complain. But isn't it nice when you have nothing to do? So this weekend, I officially have nothing to do, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I am really excited about
good
that.
For you,
believe me. Well, this book, you know, every weekend, then the book fair to promote. But I'm glad you guys like the book. In fact, some people have written some comments that you're enjoying it, that you read it. Somebody said, I need that book. Well, here's clue number two. I just got it here via our bureau fax. No, I'm just joking. but this is clue number two. Now, I'll review clue number one.
Okay.
The city rose. Remember, we looked at the sun rises, too. It's a great verb to know, right? The city rose from the ashes, de las cenizas.
Okay.
Like the phoenix. Remember, you guys say phoenix, but we say phoenix. Just like the city, we don't say phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We say phoenix, Arizona, right? But if you have my book, you'd know that already. And we don't say Arkansas, do we?
No, Arkansas.
Arkansas. And you got to say it like this. Arkansas. Arkansas. All right. Well, Lola, let's give them clue number two.
Who?
There are. I guess I'm in este verbo. There are. Right. We'll learn grammar from this stuff, too. There are many underground tunnels in this city. Now, that, again, can be many cities. So we're putting the pieces together here. There will be a third clue. And once you hear that third clue, it's open season. The first person to answer will get the book. Now, I have to say something. The thing is, you have to come pick up the book. Hay que recogerlo because I think it costs more to send the book than the actual, you know what I'm saying? Because it's expensive to send stuff in Spain, it seems.
Hey, but it's a good excuse over to Madrid if you're not from here.
And not only Madrid, if you guys live in Santa, you know, another place where we have an office, we can leave it there for you too.
Mm-hmm.
You can send a friend to pick it up because we know some of you live in London. Mm-hmm. We don't mind, you know. But the thing is, we want you to stop by our office too. So it's kind of a... We're going to give you a book, but come get it. And this way you can see all the rest of our stuff, too. Okay? So that's the key there. So we won't be sending it to you. You have to come or send somebody who's designated to come mm-hmm. pick it up for you. But I can sign it for you and leave it there with my John Hancock. All right. So many underground tunnels in this city. There are many underground tunnels in this city. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys have any ideas?
I think it must be somewhere in Europe. But then again,
Europe, sure,
there are also underground tunnels in some cities in the United States, and some cities burned down also in the United States at some point. So, yeah, it could be anywhere. But yeah, I'm kind of...
Great London, how many fires, you know, think about fires. Yeah. Many big cities rose from the ashes because they're still cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they survived major fires, right? A blaze, we could say. Mm-hmm. Major fires, a blaze, they survived. So you're leaning towards Europe.
I am.
Okay, well, this is good. This is what I want you guys to do. You know, ruling out, descartando. What do you ladies think?
I think maybe London.
You're thinking London. She's like, mm-hmm. underground tunnels,
yeah.
Rose from the ashes, London fire.
Maybe that's too obvious.
Well, the thing is, I plan these on purpose. So each one will get a little more specific.
Mm-hmm.
So the third one here, I think, which we're not going to give you yet.
The third one's going to be pretty obvious. Not
you have to know the city enough,
okay.
But I think it'll give it away.
Okay.
I mean, if you could Google it, and once I say the key word in English, you guys are going to know it, I mm-hmm. think. And if not, I'm going to show you that you already knew it, even though you didn't know you knew it,
mm-hmm.
based on a sports team.
Ooh.
Okay. See, guys, you know I'm twisted. You know I'm a twisted person over here. But I think you guys are going to have some fun with that.
You know, I was talking to a student about your book. This book is The Milk, You Didn't Know You Knew.
Right, the bestseller.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she said, oh, I'm totally going to get this book. I didn't know that existed. And I'm like, where have you been living?
Well, I owe you a beer or something. Thanks for selling. Well, no,
yeah.
I don't make as much money. I can buy you a caña with what I make
totally,
off a book.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you for spreading the word, difundiendo la palabra. Well, also, you wouldn't spread the word if you didn't think people were going to learn English and have fun with the book. So,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So, clue number two. There it is, folks. Now, David says New York, and he says, sorry, I didn't hear the rules. Okay. I always said there should be one, David. You're that one. But we love you anyway. David, we love you anyway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know. All right, so we'll give you that final clue. What I do want to give you, because the ladies have to get going over here, but we wanted to give you all the information again. In fact, Maria Angeles wants to know the website, so mm-hmm. let's give them all the information, the address. Go ahead, whoever would like to of you, give us the whole thing. It's Expresarte Cine, adelante.
Yes, our webpage is www.expresarte.es.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find lots of information about us and what we are doing.
Right.
We are in the center of Madrid, in the Calle Mayor. And by the way, we have our first English guided class with Hannah.
Hannah, gosh, as you can tell, she knows her stuff. She's a wonderful artist. So I definitely recommend that you go learn from her, meet her, have fun as well.
Yeah, and I recommend you to join us because I'm sure that this is a creative way to learn English.
Sure,
by painting.
And you never know. You might have some future paint. Like people who are like, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I just discovered a new... And there's nothing in the world, at least for me, like discovering a new passion or hobby. Because I'm like, wow, I just found another thing I freaking love to do. Yeah. This all gets very expensive later, but... But that's the idea, as you said. You're always trying, I love snowboarding. Now let me try something else. It's about, you know, and guys with your English, leaving your comfort zone and trying some new things. And I think this is freaking amazing.
And remember, you can make a reservation for your first event to paint your own painting. You can get it with a discount if you do it this weekend. So you get online, go to their website, expresarte.es without the E, and you get a 15% off if you type in Vaughn, right?
Vaughn, that's right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
So is she hired? She could be a great. Yeah. She could work for you. I mean, I would hire her. Yo le contrataría.
I'm very excited about this initiative. I mean, I wish I had this idea myself.
Well, guys, check it out. It's expresartesinlaedelante.es. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
¡Qué calor! ¡Y qué aburrimiento! Llevo todo el día tirado en el sofá. Uf, se me está cayendo la casa encima.
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts. Un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Esto es vida.
Sorry, I mean, this is life.
This is the life.
Eso. This is the life.
Ah, it is indeed.
Pero qué a gusto están nuestros alumnos en Vaughan Town. Y no paran de hablar, y hablar, y hablar, y hablar. En inglés, mejora tu comprensión auditiva y tu fluidez rodeado de hablantes nativos en Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en Grupo Vaughan.